Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's now 7:03. We've got fair skies now, 70 degrees. It's really a nice start this morning. You could probably open the windows. It's later today, though. It's going to be sunny, and we're going to be at right about 90 degrees this afternoon. Our top story this morning, yeah, it's happening. Federal government employees and taxpayers are in limbo this morning.
Because the government's now in a partial shutdown, Senate Democrats and Republicans couldn't agree on a spending bill.
So many federal employees are off the job, while others still have to come to work anyway. KRLD's Russell Scott joins us live from Dallas Love Field. Russ, where TSA agents are still on duty?
They are. All's pretty much normal here at Love Field. Not many people too concerned about the government shutdown, at least not already. I talked to three TSA guards who tell me they can't talk to the media, but kind of nodded when they said it's a little bit unnerving that they've got to come to work, but their paychecks are going to be put on hold until after the shutdown is over. I talked to two flyers that were coming in, getting ready to catch a flight. They told me they're not too worried about anything. Now, they say if the government shutdown lasts for a week or two, they might be a little concerned about flying at that point. But they say this morning, all is good. Reporting live from Love Field, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, according to a U.S. Census survey from last year, more than 100,000 civilian federal workers live here in North Texas. Among those on furlough will be food inspectors and national park rangers. Also, the U.S. Postal Service is not impacted, so your mail will be delivered and picked up as usual. The federal courts and some government agencies like the IRS have enough money to run for a short time, but they're burning through those reserves of taxpayer funds along the way. Federal workers will eventually get back pay when the shutdowns end, but contractors and others whose business depends on the federal government, they're out of luck.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Now, despite the partial shutdown by the government, the place many retired and active military shop, Bases Exchange, will remain open, according to Chief Master Sergeant Richard Martinez.
The exchange is part of the Department of War. However, the organization is not appropriated funded, meaning that we don't use taxpayer dollars. Therefore, we're authorized to stay open to support our warfighters and their families.
The Air Force and Army Exchange is headquartered in Dallas and oversees 5,000 PXs and BXs, food courts, and gas stations worldwide.
It is 7:06. Now, as you'd expect, the shutdown is almost purely a partisan issue.
Texas members of Congress split along party lines, with Fort Worth Democrat Mark Veazey saying his party blocked the GOP plan over concerns about Obamacare.
I want to see the government reopen. I want to see tax credits taken care of. Health tax credits, to be more specific.
But Irving Republican Beth Van Dyne sees this as Democrat grandstanding.
They hold off and they try to renegotiate, and they're asking for, you know, the moon and the stars.
The bill that failed in the Senate passed in the House, with Veazey against it and Van Dyne voting for. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's 7:07 at KRLD. Following the deadly weekend attack at a Michigan Mormon church, Governor Abbott has stepped up security in and around religious use spaces. KRLD's Chris Fox has more from Austin.
Governor Abbott directing the Texas Department of Public Safety to bolster security efforts at churches, synagogues, and faith-based organizations in Texas. Abbott with a statement saying, "We will marshal all resources necessary to safeguard our places of faith." This includes Texas Highway Patrol troopers, Criminal Investigations Division special agents, and Texas Rangers, supported by DPS's Homeland Security Division, to identify threats and prevent attacks before they happen. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The grand jury in Denton County makes a decision about criminal charges in connection with a deadly shooting on a busy Saturday afternoon on the Denton Town Square.
The shooting happened on August 9th in downtown Denton. Police say 61-year-old John Ruff got into some type of altercation with another man and his family, and that man shot and killed Ruff. Residents in Denton say Ruff was homeless and was known as a street musician downtown. Denton police say the shooter cooperated with their investigation, and they turned over their evidence to prosecutors who presented the case to a grand jury. The grand jury decided not to indict the shooter, so no criminal charges will be filed, and Denton police say that closes their investigation. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You know, Heather, we had this story about the PX, right? The post exchange. I don't know that everybody knows what a PX is. I mean, if you don't have military in your background, you may not know what PX even stands for, right?
Maybe, yeah. PX and a BX.
Right. So PX is post exchange and BS is base exchange. That is basically a tax-free retail stores that are on bases for service members, retirees, and their families. I'm a Navy brat. My father was a Navy commander. And in the Navy, they call it the NEX, the Naval Exchange. Coast Guard calls it the CGX, the Coast Guard Exchange. It's an exchange program. And they even have something called the DX, and that is direct exchange. And that is where if you got, like, old, worn-out military gear, you have a direct exchange. You just go get new boots, new jackets, that kind of stuff.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Yeah, don't go down to the poop deck just yet. Dozens of people on board a cruise ship from San Diego to Miami have fallen ill in a massive outbreak of the norovirus. This is happening on the Royal Caribbean Serenade. Breaking overnight, the Amber Alert that everybody got about 11 o'clock last night for a missing 13-year-old Grapevine girl, it has been discontinued just before 5 o'clock this morning, after the girl was found safe at a bus station down in Houston. U.S. government has entered shutdown mode after Congress fails to pass a budget deal before midnight. Over 100,000 federal employees live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and could be furloughed or forced to work without pay.
Here are the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News, right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This news brought to you by the Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare. 7:23 now at News Radio 1080 KRLD. As we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing, I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
Good to have you with us. It is 7:23. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. The man who shot and killed someone on a busy Saturday in downtown Denton this summer will not face any criminal charges.
Police say 61-year-old John Ruff got into an altercation with a man and his family that were visiting the square in downtown Denton on August the 9th, and that other man shot Ruff, who died from his injuries. They say the shooter remained at the scene and did cooperate with their investigation. The case was referred to the Denton County Grand Jury to determine if any charges would be filed. The grand jury returned a no bill. That means they declined to charge the person with a crime. The Denton Police Department says its investigation is now closed. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is now 7:24. News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning. Well, the shutdown. We've seen it coming for a long time. We've been through this many times before. So what does it mean for the market? Historically, not much. I mean, there's a knee-jerk reaction. But generally, if you look back on the last shutdowns, the last full shutdown was 16 days long. It was in, it was 2013. And then 7 years ago, there was a partial shutdown that lasted 5 weeks. But the market really came out of it. And so it really goes back to the fundamentals of what did the economy look like before all that? And it was not particularly disruptive. Now, what we're seeing right now is a sell-off across the board. The Dow looks down 125, the NASDAQ down 105, the S&P down 26. We are, in essence, giving back some of what we gained yesterday in late trading. There was a big spike up in the last few minutes of trading, so this is not particularly consequential. We will also look back over our shoulders at really an absolutely marvelous quarter. Last quarter saw big gains pretty much across the board. The S&P average was up 8%. We hit 23 new highs during those 90 days. NASDAQ was up over 12%. NVIDIA became the first company worth over $4.5 trillion. It was quite a remarkable quarter. Now, the other story is that we don't have the Bureau of Labor Statistics open, so we're not going to get, presumably not going to get, the employment numbers on Friday. The ADP private employment numbers have come out this morning, though, and they're showing a big drop-off. Now, there was an adjustment because of those BLS numbers that were changed, but still, it shows a really lethargic market. We're also going to get construction numbers, construction spending, manufacturing index, and petroleum inventory numbers all due out later today. But those ADP numbers were enough to push interest rates down. The 10-year rate's down to 4.11%. Crude's down another 40 cents, 61.95. We are seeing some money looking for safe havens. Gold's up $33. Right now, the NASDAQ looks down 115. The Dow looks down 140. The S&P down 22. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
All right, David, glad to have you reporting that information for us this morning at 7:27 on the KRLD Morning News.
Fort Worth Police Chief Eddie Garcia, still in his first month on the job, he's been crisscrossing the city to meet the people his department is protecting. Last night, he promised a gathering that his department would be as transparent as possible.
No matter how hard our officers are working to take the criminal element off our streets, our outreach and community affairs and community outreach units are going to be working just as hard, because the first time our communities see us cannot be in a moment of crisis.
Garcia was meeting neighbors at the Fort Worth Cultural Center, Artes de la Rosa.
A debate over a massive data center complex proposed in South Fort Worth after the council gives the okay to zoning changes that paved the way for a 450-acre complex.
Weston Gardens has been a labor of love for Sue Weston and her late husband.
We just always wanted to work together, so we just quit our jobs one day and started.
It took them decades to cultivate this dream, a peaceful space open to all. Now, she's worried that dream will be ruined by a data center complex.
Data centers can bring benefits, but at tremendous environmental costs.
Supporters of Weston Gardens spoke out against the developer's rezoning request at Tuesday City Council meeting, citing noise, light, and air pollution concerns.
Project leaders say they understand the concerns from Weston Gardens, but they insist that the data center will not disturb the peace here.
That's NBC5's Tahara Rockman reporting.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.